This is Dr. Masood Shahab dictating. Patient's name is Ian Graham, GRAHAMENIAN. Date of birth is 11/20/1932. Date of service is 9/6/2022. Mr. Graham is a very pleasant ...89-year-old male with history of atrial fibrillation on anticoagulation with Coumadin, history of coronary artery disease, status post CABG, history of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of aortic valve replacement, history of bladder cancer, as well as history of anemia, who was recently diagnosed with COVID in August. He has been feeling weak, apparently had a fall, and was brought to the emergency room. He was admitted to the hospital. CT scan of the head as well as cervical spine was negative for any traumatic injury, no intracranial hemorrhage, no cervical spine fracture or subluxation. Pelvic X-ray did not show any fracture of the pelvis. Patient was being monitored. Physical and occupational therapy were consulted. His chest X-ray did show diffuse interstitial opacity, likely due to atypical infection. CT chest did show intralobular septal thickening with patchy ground glass opacities throughout the lung. The procal was negative. Blood cultures were negative. He was treated with IV ceftriaxone as well as azithromycin. His INR was being monitored. He was subsequently doing better. His pain was being controlled. He was discharged from the hospital and admitted to the trouble for rehabilitation. At the present time, he denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitation. He denies any complaints of any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, just complaints of feeling weak. No other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for coronary artery disease, history of aortic stenosis, status post aortic valve replacement, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next atrial fibrillation, next diabetes mellitus, next history of bladder cancer, next degenerative joint disease, next history of fall. Past surgical history has been significant for coronary artery bypass graft surgery and history of aortic valve replacement, history of bladder surgery. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies to aspirin. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denied any heaviness or pressure sensation, denied any palpitations, no history of, he does have history of coronary artery disease, status post-cardiac, history of aortic valve replacement, history of atrial fibrillation. Respiratory system, he denies any cough. He does complain of some shortness of breath since it's COVID, also complaining of feeling weak, no pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, he does have history of bladder cancer, status post surgery, no history of kidney stones. Neurological, denies any history of TIA or CVA, denies any history of seizures. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. People circle round and reactive to light. Axonal movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. No carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs scattered bronchi bilaterally, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, fall, next, history of COVID pneumonia, next, generalized weakness, next, atrial fibrillation, next, diabetes mellitus, next, history of aortic valve replacement, next, history of coronary artery disease, next, hypertension, next, hyperlipidemia, next, history of peripheral vascular disease, next, benign prostatic hypertrophy, next, history of bladder cancer, next, GERD, next, DJD. screen time, patient admit to below the towel, will continue current medication, will continue Coumadin, will monitor his PT-INR, will consult physical and occupational therapy. He was encouraged to eat better, drink enough fluids, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. Patient is full code, period. Next patient is Richard Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D. Date of birth is 11-8-1950. Date of service is 9-9-2022. Mr. Johnson is a very pleasant ...71-year-old male. With history of hypertension, COPD, hyperlipidemia, benign prostatic hypertrophy, and degenerative joint disease, admitted to the hospital after he suffered a fall. Patient was admitted to the hospital. Diagnosed with closed fracture of the right hip, requiring surgery. He underwent surgery, but subsequently doing better. Physical therapy did ambulate him in the hospital. He was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to below the towel for rehabilitation. At the present time, he states that he's feeling well. He does complaints of pain with movement or ambulation. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitation. He denies any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, COPD, benign prostatic hypertrophy, and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history has been significant for hip surgery. Social history. Smoking. Unknown alcohol occasionally, allergies, no known drug allergies. He does have allergies to almond, coconut oil, honey, lemon extract, milk, and shellfish. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitation, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. History of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, denies any cough. He does have history of COPD. He denies any pain with deep inspiration. No history of asthma. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain. Denies any nausea, no vomiting. Denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, he does have history of BPH, otherwise unremarkable. Musculoskeletal, he does complain of joint pains. Neurological, denies any history of TIA or CVA, no history of seizures. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. People's vehicle ran and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. No carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities minimal edema, right lower extremities. Neurological examination was grossly intact. Impression, number one, fall, next right hip fracture, status post-surgery, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next COPD, next BPH, next history of leukocytosis, next DJD. Treatment plan, patients admit to below the towel, will continue current medication, will consult physical and occupational therapy, will continue with pain control, will monitor his progress, was encouraged to eat better, drink enough fluids, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaint, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Kathleen Kujala, K-U-J-A-L-A, Kathleen, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N. Date of birth is 2-18-1939. Date of service is 9-9-2022. Ms. Kujala, it's a very pleasant Ms. Kujala is a very pleasant 83-year-old female with history of bladder cancer on BCG, history of COPD, on oxygen at 2 liters, history of multiple falls as well as multiple rib fractures, history of sleep apnea, history of respiratory failure, was recently discharged from the hospital, but was readmitted because of agitation and bacteremia. Patient was treated with IV antibiotics, frequent nebulized breathing treatment. Was overall doing somewhat better, was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to the below the towel for rehabilitation. At the present time, she denies any complaints of chest pain, but does complain of feeling weak, does get short of breath with any activity. She denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history. Has been significant for hypertension, bladder cancer, COPD, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux disease, history of CVA, and sleep apnea. Past surgical history has been significant for bilateral knee surgery, carpal tunnel release surgery, cervical fusion, tonsillectomy, adenoidectomy, history of NG tube placement, history of transurethral resection of the bladder tumor, and history of bilateral myringotomy. Allergies to penicillin. Social history, smoking, she quit 30 years ago, alcohol, rarely. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any history of coronary artery disease, denies any history of CHF. She does have history of hypertension as well as hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, she denies any cough. She does complaints of shortness of breath. She does have history of pneumonia, on oxygen. Denies any pain with deep inspiration. She denies any history of asthma. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, she does have history of bladder cancer, otherwise unremarkable. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of falls, history of joint pain, history of rib fractures. Neurological, she does have history of CVA. denied any history of seizures, complaining of generalized weakness. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed, and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal. People's vehicle round and reactive to light. Extracurricular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart of NS2 was audible. Lungs scattered bronchi. Bilaterally, diminished breath sounds in the basis. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression number one, acute and chronic respiratory failure. Next, pneumonia. Next, bacteremia. Next, hypertension. Next, metabolic encephalopathy. Next, multiple falls. Next, history of rib as well as hip fractures. Anxiety slash depression. Next, restless leg syndrome. Next, chronic pain. Next, GERD. Next, history of bladder cancer. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, history of sleep apnea. Treatment plan, patients admit to the below the table, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, continue oxygen, will check routine labs, continue breathing treatments, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. She was DNR, DNI in the hospital and was seen by palliative care. Will monitor, will discuss with family about COVID status, will follow up on her progress. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Weldon Percola, P-E-R-K-O-L-A, Weldon, W-E-L-D-O-N, date of birth is 11-23-1952. Date of service is 9-9-2022. Mr. Percola is a very pleasant 69-year-old male with history of atrial fibrillation, cardiomyopathy, chronic kidney disease, history of congestive heart failure, as well as coronary artery disease, hypertension and hyperlipidemia, was admitted to the hospital with altered mental status. Patient was admitted to the hospital was diagnosed with bacteremia. He was getting rehab at a rehab facility from where he was transferred to the hospital. He was also diagnosed with a UTI. He does have some cognitive impairment. He was felt to be septic. TEE was negative for vegetation or endocarditis. MRI of the back did show acute discitis slash osteomyelitis at L2-3 and possibly early L3-4 and at L4-5. He does have history of Factor V laden, has been on Xarelto, as well as history of atrial fibrillation. TTOT were consulted, and rehab was consulted. He was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Willows at Howell for rehabilitation. At the present time, he denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. He denies any palpitation, does complaints of some back pain. He denies any complaints of any pain radiating down the legs. He denies any complaints of any nausea or vomiting, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history. Has been significant for acute and chronic back pain, history of chronic kidney disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, persistent atrial fibrillation, chronic congestive heart failure, that surgical history, unknown. Social history, smoking, unknown. Alcohol, unknown. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, any palpitations. He does have history of congestive heart failure, history of coronary artery disease, hypertension and hyperlipidemia, as well as history of atrial fibrillation. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Denied to urinary. He does have history of UTI, no history of kidney stones. Musculoskeletal, he does complaints of back pain, history of arthritis, diagnosed with discitis / osteomyelitis. All of the systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SMS2 was audible, the lungs was irregular rhythm, no murmurs, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, all sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, discitis / osteomyelitis, lumbar spine, next, metabolic encephalopathy, next, sepsis / bacteremia, next, UTI, next, atrial fibrillation, next, congestive heart failure, next, hypertension, next, hyperlipidemia, next, acute on chronic kidney disease, next, burn wound right back, next, DJD, treatment plan, patient admit to below the towel, will continue current medications, he's supposed to get IV antibiotics for eight weeks till October 1st. Till October 21st, 2022. He will need weekly blood draws, including CBC, DIF, basic metabolic panel, ESR, CRP, and gentamicin level. His labs will be forwarded to his infectious disease specialist, as well as will continue other medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period.